right? So that is what's happening there. All right, Ed's here too, because Ed, you're going to be busy on a lot of these same things tomorrow. Isn't that the case, Ed, over at the Jackson County Republican Party, Jackson County?
Yeah, there will be a meeting at the Jackson County Republican Party offices beginning about 10 o'clock, and we're going to be discussing the reaction to these things. And, you know, it's important for people to educate themselves to the realities that we face. And I sent you a document a few minutes ago, and it's hard to understand or describe this, but basically it's a memorandum for all executive departments and agencies from the Attorney General. And the subject is federal law and protections for religious liberty.
I'm going to read some of this if you don't mind it, okay? Can I just do this?
Oh, no, that's no problem.
Right, I'm going to do this right now, okay? And okay. It writes, the freedom of religion is a fundamental right of paramount importance, expressly protected by federal law. Religious liberty is enshrined in the text of our Constitution and in numerous federal statutes. It encompasses the right of all Americans to exercise their religion freely without being coerced to join an established church or to satisfy a religious test as a qualification for public office. It also encompasses the right of all Americans to express their religious beliefs subject to the same narrow limits that apply to all forms of speech. In the United States, the free exercise of religion is not a mere policy preference to be traded against other policy preferences. It is a fundamental right. That's a key takeaway statement from the Attorney General. Isn't that right?
That's my point of sending that to you, Bill. With all the news that was released yesterday, with all of the things, my guess is that these documents that come from OSHA will contain the same clause that the documents that came from the Oregon Health Authority, that you have that right to express your religious beliefs, your conscience as far as religious goes. And there is no religious test that's allowed.
And that would also say that that means that you don't have to run your religious belief through a government test in order to claim your right either, I would dare say, right?
That is exactly right. That is a power of the state that they are voiding, literally voiding their relationship, because they don't have that right. They are subordinate to the federal constitution in that instance. This is a simple connected dot type thing. But when you look at the last line, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 words. And this is the Attorney General of the United States. It is a fundamental right.
Now, to be fair, I have a feeling this is not the current Attorney General, right? Merrick Garland, super commie.
It might not be. It may not be, but this is the precedent, okay, that he's discussing. This comes down through a very long ago Supreme Court decision. It doesn't get addressed because it is considered a fundamental right. And, I've read the Supreme Court version of it. All of these things in regard to this. The reality is those 5 words sum it up.
And the other thing that I would dare say, going back to what you've said many times on my show, is that your silence is your consent.
That's exactly right. And as we go through this, the learning curve, the responses, this is tough. You're in uncharted waters in your life. But the reality is, what do you do? Do you stay silent and become a sheep? Or do you exercise what is said there, your fundamental right?
I am concerned that what has happened in the United States after the emotional beatdown of 18, 19 months of COVID policy and COVID shutdowns, I believe that there are many people that have become very sheep-like, Ed, and they're thinking like, well, that's okay. All I have to do is do what President Biden or do what Governor Brown says, and then they'll leave me alone. And when it comes right down to it, I don't believe they'll ever leave you alone when you comply with their unconstitutional demands. That's kind of how I see it. Do you have a take on it?
Well, I'm going to relate the take I have on this stuff to, what you had earlier with the building code talk.
Mm-hmm.
There is long ago an administrative adjustment to needs of the common you know, if they express that this is the pathway to the good of the common, but if you can't afford it, they're supposed to pay for it if it's so important to the common good. That's the reality. That's the things that we have to do to fight Kate Brown. These are intrusions. But if she's going to make it mandatory and we can't afford it, then they should pay for it. This all equates back to affordable housing. So when you look at this, all of these, you know, these rules, people have to start understanding and reading them. That's all. Because that rule is in there.
And you have to ignore politicians or call out politicians like Pam Marsh that will go cry her crocodile tears on NBC5 or KDRV or KTVL about, oh, affordable housing, when everything she and her merry compatriots have done have made it unaffordable, Ed.
That's what they're doing. And the intention is to create the chaos. When they create the chaos, they create the problem. Then they create the solution to the problem. Mm-hmm. And the question comes down to is how long are we willing to take this? Well, if they create an administrative move, which a building code is, then what do? Well, we have to understand our abilities to fight back within that, our abilities to make demands. And it's very simple in that regard.
And one thing you do is not beg for an exception. You demand and assert your rights for exemptions on such matters.
That's exactly right. And that's, you know, the message is, again, I'm not going to talk being pro-vaccine or against vaccine.
Me neither. To me, it is totally a personal decision, and that's it, full stop.
That's exactly right. And I look at this, I listened to the story that you had from the lady who was in Costco where this happened. Okay, that's one of the impacts. But the reality is that's immaterial to your actual provision within the Constitution is the superior law. The reality is, do they have the ability to do this? And the precedent is no.
And just because Joe Biden wants to send an IED through what's left of the Constitution doesn't mean that he gets to do it. And I'm sorry, that's the way I look at it, Ed.
Well, they create this series of information streams, of misinformation, of chaotic information, all of these things. And I was thinking about this last night. You know, now here's one. I'm on Jackson County Health right now. New COVID-19 vaccines contain microchips. Why are we addressing that? Okay.
I don't care if there are conspiracy people out there or some journalists that say that. I don't care. It's irrelevant. That's not the point. I'm not claiming that. Are you claiming that? I'm not.
The next question, can receiving a COVID-19 vaccine cause you to be magnetic? Why? You know, this is an absolute absurdity. The reality is it comes down to a choice. Do you wish to, you know, make that decision? And all of these things come down. It's all throwing this information out there, throwing this stuff at you. Early on in the pandemic, what did we have? We had an emergency declaration. And then we had all of the information. Somehow this was a miracle virus that survived for days in the right conditions. It survived here. It survived there. And I remember a report so clearly that the shopping bag, the reusable shopping bag that you would get and reuse was one of the best things to keep this virus alive for days. Did the governor come out and remove their charge for a 5-cent bag?
No, of course not, because part of being a liberal, I think, is that you never admit you're wrong. Ed, I appreciate so much. I'm out of time. I just got to roll because I did have my original guest check in here on the other one, okay? But point well taken, and you're going to be at Jackson County Republican Party headquarters. That's East Main, right? East Main where that is?
Yes.
Okay. So 10 o'clock tomorrow is when that affidavit class is starting. We'll be going down those issues some more. Thank you very much.